USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The newest member of the Supreme Court is Justice Amy Coney Barrett. She was sworn in last night at the White House soon after the Senate confirmed her. She was then given the judicial oath today by Chief Justice John Roberts. President Trump campaigning in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will spend his time down in Georgia on Tuesday, the former vice president reacting to some who say he's not out there campaigning.
I'm going to be going to Iowa, I'm going to Wisconsin, I'm going to Georgia, I'm going to Florida, and maybe other places as well. There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I've met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
Just a week ahead of Election Day, American voters have already cast a record-breaking 65 million early votes. That's nearly 47% of the total votes counted in 2016. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling attention to racial bias in death penalty trials. Newsom filed a brief in a case of Dante Lamont McDaniel, who was sentenced to death in 2009 for the murder of two people. In the brief filed on Monday with the state Supreme Court, lawyers on behalf of the governor argue not requiring juries to agree on aggravating factors increase racial discrimination in death penalty cases. They claim that studies have shown the percentage of black people excluded from juries in death penalty cases was double to triple that of whites. Major League Baseball is looking at some major financial issues. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred gave a grim look at the league's books, saying the coronavirus pandemic has put the league more than $8 billion in debt. In an interview Monday with Sportico, Manfred said the 30 major league clubs are expected to compile nearly $3 billion in operational losses this season. He said there are many questions entering the 2021 season, with uncertainty over whether or not teams will be able to welcome fans back into their stadiums, which cost clubs a majority of their revenue this season. Questions also surround the Toronto Blue Jays, and whether they'll be able to play any of their season at their home stadium, with current travel restrictions between the U.S. and Canada. Manfred also cited sacrifices from the players' union as one of the forces that allowed the shortened season to be played.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.